It's Friday, June 22nd, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The 14th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes jazz pianist Aaron Goldberg and trio to the Walton Arts Center's Star Theater on Saturday, June 30th at 8 p.m. This New York City pianist and composer has spent the last 12 years touring with the likes of Wynton Marsalis, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and Joshua Redman. Tickets, including limited cabaret seating, are available at 442-5600 or waltonartcenter.org.
Support for KUAF comes from the Mount Sequoia Retreat and Conference Center, presenting Nashville bluegrass recording artist Carl Jackson tomorrow night at 7 at the Clapp Auditorium in Fayetteville. Opening acts include Nashville's Jerry Sally and Val Story, plus local artist Jed Clampett. Tickets and more information available on the web at mountsequoia.org.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, shooting, running, and the blues. Christina Thomas spends some time with the Arkansas Lead Slingers. We'll meet Stephanie Brown, a middle distance runner with the University of Arkansas, trying to make the U.S. Olympic team this weekend. And RJ Michaud comes to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about his performance Sunday at the Fayetteville Public Library.
First, Governor Mike Beebe is preparing to depart tomorrow for a week-long agricultural and economic development trip to France. Governor spokesman Matt DeCampel says the governor was invited by the French government, which is picking up much of the cost of the trip.
While the governor's in France, in addition to whatever events his French hosts have planned for him, we've also arranged for the governor to meet with some French companies that already have investment in Arkansas, have facilities here, companies like Dassault Falcon and Saint-Gobain, and potentially meet with some prospects as well. So we do want to get in some meetings strictly on behalf of the state, but we are there as guests of the French government, and the governor looks forward to whatever they have in store for him.
Governor Beebe is to return to Arkansas a week from today.
As temperatures warm up this summer and AC units run for longer and longer periods of time, energy bills can get out of control. The state's largest electricity provider has a few programs going to help consumers keep tabs on their monthly bill. David Lewis, a spokesman for Entergy Arkansas, says the company has an interactive online tool at entergy.com to help customers increase the energy efficiency of their living space with tips like these.
Turn your thermostat up to where it's a little bit warmer than maybe you would like, but you'll save a great deal of energy by bumping up that thermostat by 2 or 3 degrees, closing the shades and curtains on the sunny side of your house to keep that direct sunlight from coming out.
Lewis says it's easy for an energy bill to double in cost from the springtime to the summer, so it's important to make the small changes necessary to conserve power during the hottest months. He says check out Entergy.com for more energy-saving tips.
To increase awareness of what officials with the Arkansas Department of Human Services are calling a growing problem, the agency is holding its first Elder Abuse Symposium. Charles Thompson with DHS says elder abuse is underreported in the United States, partially due to a lack of adequate education on the issue.
We also believe that it may, in fact, be underreported because of lack of education on the issue, perhaps not knowing what all different governmental entities do or what community providers or community resources are out there. So we just want to raise awareness of the issue.
He says the Adult Protective Services Division of DHS did 4,400 adult maltreatment investigations last year, and those numbers, he says, are on the rise.
Fayetteville residents now have a new option for paying tickets and fines. Fayetteville Police Chief Greg Tabor announced yesterday that the police department has partnered with Court Solutions to allow people to pay tickets and fines online. Residents can log on to myfinepayment.com and pay with a credit or debit card. Court Solutions will process payments and forward fines to the police department. A link to the online fine payment website will be on the Fayetteville Police Department's website at accessfayetteville.org.
Last night, the University of Arkansas baseball team was shut out 2-0 by the South Carolina Gamecocks in the College World Series in Omaha. The Arkansas loss forces an elimination game against South Carolina tonight at 8. That game will be televised on ESPN. The winner of tonight's game advances to the best-of-3 national championship series against Arizona. Arizona defeated Florida State on Thursday.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals also suffered a loss last night when they fell 5-4 to the Tulsa Drillers at Arvest Ballpark. The Nats will open a 4-game series with the Arkansas Travelers tonight at 7:05.
And University of Arkansas sprinter Regina George will be at the London Olympics. She won the 400 meters at the All Nigeria Championships this week, and she'll represent her home country at the Summer Games.